you know, something fabulous, and they tell me it's J. Crew, and I'm taken aback and happily taken aback.
So some of those, so everything we see in those shows, are those going to be in the stores, or are we going to see a different version in the store? How does that work?
Yeah, I think what happens is, you know, fashion is very elitist, and a very few people can afford a Balenciaga structured coat or a Proenza, you know, a skirt. So what happens is, we will see J. Crew making a beautiful rendition of it. Zara lately has been killing it when it comes to creating, you know, replicas per se. You'll be seeing it at Madewell. You'll be seeing it at H&M. You'll be seeing it at Forever 21. Everyone, there's some kind of trickle-down effect where, yes, everyone looks to these big brands for inspiration.
And then you'll see with some of these trends that you're seeing, the comfort or the whatever you call it, fringe and all of that, you'll see that in the other stores that the rest of us shop in, right?
100%, yes.
Yeah. Just a reminder, you can call us anytime if you have questions for Maria or myself. Just give us a call at 1-844-WHARTON. That's 1-844-942-7866. So, do you consider yourself a trend forecaster? Are you ready to make some predictions?
I don't really predict trends. I just try to show people that when you have kids, you don't have to sit at home all day and wear sweatpants and not put on makeup. I want to inspire women to just put on some heels, you know, now and then, and put on some blush and keep it classy and pretty. I think that I just want to inspire the people to be the best that they can be, to be honest with you.
So, with that in mind, and I saw you mention this on your blog today, Valentine's Day is coming up. What do you think?
Oh, my God. I'm going to milk that one for what it's worth. I know. Valentine's Day, let me tell you, I write for so many people, and I've every year I have to come up with some spectacular gift, but it always boils down to lingerie and cool cufflinks for him and the occasional Kama Sutra chocolate kit, you know, that kind of stuff.
Oh my God. I saw on your blog, though, you said there's some things you shouldn't give.
Yes. Would you like to get into those?
Yeah, let's see. This is advice for any men living. Do not give this to your significant other.
Oh, my God. Okay, I'd have to say number one is wilted roses. You know, the kind that, you know, from the guy who's selling them in the middle of the street, that is just highly offensive because it's like you put zero thought into it. You didn't make any time out of your day to go buy me something, and you're just buying some flowers off some guy off the street. I'd also say stuffed animals. I never understood that. They're sold in every flower store. I mean, come on now. We're not 12. gym clothes. Don't give me any gym clothes. I mean,
not even Lululemon?
I mean, I love me some Lululemon, but I think that for a married woman, it's okay. But I think if you're not tied down, it kind of gives off the vibe, like, go work out. It's like, could you be more explicit?
Not for Valentine's Day. Christmas, okay, but not Valentine's Day. Okay.
Yeah. I love Lululemon, don't get me wrong. I have to say candy underwear or things of that nature. If she's not that kind of woman, then don't force her into this kind of, like, crazy thing, you know, the crazy stuff. And besides, sugar's not any good for you.
That's true.
And appliances.
Oh, right. No irons. I never want to see an iron in my life, actually.
Exactly. My husband was trying. I was telling him the other day, I'm like, oh, we need a new vacuum cleaner.
He's like, oh, Valentine's Day.
He's like, well, Valentine's Day is coming up. And I was like, don't you dare.
This is so much fun to talk about. I want to keep this going. But when we come back, we're going to continue our conversation with Maria. That and your calls right after this on Marketing Matters. Business Radio powered by Wharton on Sirius XM 111. Thinking of starting a business?